Tuesday, July 10th, 2018. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City. We are right here in Denver, Colorado. You know, we get together every weekday. We try to talk sports with a dose of common sense, bring you a little sarcasm. Hopefully, we can make you smile once or twice during your workday, and we are happy to have you here with us today. Happy Tuesday to you. You know, I hope that your Monday was not too incredibly painful. It is now behind us. We are plodding on through this week. Hey, today on the Daily Dose, we are actually continuing our Daily Dose 50 States tour from last summer as we take a look at some of the best athletes, some of the best moments, and yes, some of the worst moments for each of these United States here in our union. You know, yesterday we made it through Illinois. Today, we are going to be starting up with Indiana. I hope that you enjoy this flashback to a previous episode of the Daily Dose. Okay, we slide one state to the east, over to the Hoosier State. Indiana was the 19th state to join the United States. Of course, Indiana actually means land of the Indian. Yeah, which is kind of ironic because the white people kicked all of the Indians out. What's the word for used to be land of the Indian? Because I don't think they're actually in Indiana much anymore. Best athlete coming out of Indiana. I'll give you a great coach that came out of Indiana. UCLA coach John Wooden was from Martinsville, and he actually attended Purdue University. Of course, Larry Bird from French Lick. Oscar Robertson from Indianapolis. Bob Greasy was from Evansville, and so was Don Mattingly. Rod Woodson was from Fort Wayne. Race car driver Jeff Gordon was from Pittsburgh. Alex Karras was from Gary, Indiana. Steve Alford, very, very good player, now coach at UCLA. He grew up in Newcastle. Sean Kemp is from Elkhart. I don't know where all his kids are from. Skylar Diggins is from South Bend. Skylar Diggins is outstanding. Tony Stewart from Columbus. Some pretty good athletes coming out of the state of Indiana. Best moment in Indiana state history. Some good ones to think of. Indiana going 32-0 and beating Michigan for the championship in 76 under Bobby Knight. It's got to be up there. What about the Indianapolis Colts winning Super Bowl 41 or Reggie Miller beating the Knicks in the Garden? Notre Dame has won 11 national championships in football, but understand this. Basketball is king in the Hoosier State. And in 1954, a kid named Bobby Plump led tiny Milan High School to a state championship in a state that didn't have classes. High schools were not divided into a class system. So little schools played big schools. It didn't make any difference. Milan High School went all the way to the state championship and won it. And of course, that story was the inspiration for Hoosiers.
If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
Indiana, basketball, high school hoops, Hoosiers, yeah. We're putting that up there as our greatest moment in Indiana state history. Worst moments, there's been some tough moments in Indiana. You know, there are, of course, all the deaths that have taken place at the Indy 500. And especially when you go back a few decades, saw some great race car drivers lose their lives. Billy Vukovic, Eddie Sachs, Keith Andrews, Pat O'Connor, Jerry Unser, Tony Bettenhausen, Art Pollard, Swede Savage, Scott Brayton. Those are just a few of the guys that paid the ultimate price at the Indy 500. The Pacers never winning anything. Probably ranks up there. I would say worst moment for Indiana, probably just watching the New England Patriots win anything has to be the most painful thing for Indiana sports fans. Okay, we're going to stay in the Midwest. We're going to slide over to Iowa, the Hawkeye State. You know, the state of Iowa is consistently ranked one of the safest places in the nation to live. Now, they don't have a true professional sports team, at least not one of the big four sports. So much of the focus in Iowa is on their collegiate teams, Iowa, Iowa State, Northern Iowa, and maybe even like Drake University. And with the records of those schools, visiting Iowa usually proves to be pretty safe for opponents too. Not only is it safe to live there, it's safe to visit there if you're an opposing team. Best athletes in Iowa State history. Running back for the San Francisco 49ers, Roger Craig is from Davenport. Pass rusher Bryce Popp. Remember Bryce Popp played for the Buffalo Bills for a while? He's from Scranton. Punter Reggie Roby is from Waterloo, Iowa. So is Darren Sproles. Running back Ed Podolak played with the Chiefs for a while. He's from Atlantic, Iowa. Quarterback Steve Bartkowski, is from Des Moines. And basketball coach Bill Fitch is from Davenport, Iowa. Best moment, not a lot of great moments to choose from in Iowa State history. But, you know, for about 5 weeks in 1985, Hayden Fry had the Iowa Hawkeyes football team ranked number one in the country. Yeah, Chuck Long and Ronnie Harmon led Iowa to a 10-2 record, and they made an appearance in the Rose Bowl. The worst moment in Iowa history, kind of tough, because they haven't had a lot of success at those schools. You know, Northern Iowa choking against Texas A&M in the 2016 NCAA basketball tournament, it's got to be up there. If you don't remember it, the Panthers were up 10 points with just 30 seconds left. With less than 3 seconds left, they still had the ball. But A&M got the steal and tied it up to go into overtime. Here's a clip from CBS.
Strong coming to it. Washington trapped in the corner. No timeouts for the Panthers. So Washington throws it into the hands of the Aggies. Gilder lays it in. Tie game 71 with 1.9 seconds left.
Yeah, Texas A&M went on to win in two overtimes. That's got to be a pretty rough moment in Iowa State history. We now head to the heartland, the sunflower state, the wheat state, the flat, boring state. Yes, folks, I'm talking about Kansas, the state where you could just put the car on cruise control and take a little nap. There's no turns. There's not much in the way of hills. It might not be that exciting to look at, but Kansas has had some remarkably good athletes in its history. Want some proof of that? How about Barry Sanders, arguably the greatest running back ever? He's from Wichita. The legendary Dean Smith is from Emporia. Some good coaches come out of Kansas. Adolph Rupp is from Halstead. Running back John Riggins is a Kansas guy. Quarterback John Hadle is from Lawrence. Lynette Woodard and Antoine Carr, also from Wichita. Quarterback Steve Grogan is from Ottawa, Kansas. Lon Kruger, very good basketball coach. Lynn Dickey, Jordy Nelson, Maurice Green, sprinter Maurice Green, he's from Kansas. Jess Willard, Jim Ryan, and Glenn Cunningham, all from Kansas. Best moment for the state of Kansas, it's gotta be in 1988 when Danny and the Miracles, Danny Manning led the Jayhawks to a national championship over the Oklahoma Sooners in 88. I'd say that's probably the best moment in Kansas state history. The worst moment for Kansas, there's been a few. I could say the entire football program at Kansas, or I could just say Charlie Weiss. I'm actually going to go with 2005, when the Jayhawks were the preseason number one, and they were actually considered a contender in men's hoops. They had Wayne Simmian and Keith Langford. Unfortunately, they got into the tournament, and in the first round, they were upset by the 14-seed Bucknell Bison. Sorry, Jayhawks. You're going home early. It's got to be the worst moment in Kansas history. At least it's ranking up there pretty high. We head a little east now from Kansas. We're going to go past Missouri. We're going to go to the bluegrass state. Kentucky is just one of four states to be constituted a commonwealth. Not a state. They're actually a commonwealth. It's the Commonwealth of Kentucky. There are four states like that. Now, it basically has no meaning whatsoever. But people from Kentucky, apparently, into titles like that. And they don't like you thinking that they're hillbillies. That's a horrible stereotype. Now, some of the things that Kentucky is known for: horse racing, bourbon, tobacco, bluegrass music, coal, and moonshine. Yeah, see, sometimes stereotypes do save time. Best athletes to come out of the state of Kentucky. You might not think of this guy, but Muhammad Ali is from Louisville.
I'm a bad man.
I could end the list right there. That's the end. But there are some other great athletes that have come out of Kentucky. Wes Unseld, Pee Wee Reese, Paul Horning, Daryl Waltrip, Phil Sims, Daryl Griffith, Allen Houston, Clem Haskins, Bernie Bickerstaff, race car driver Danny Sullivan, sprinter Tyson Gay, and Jay Buhner, all from Kentucky. Best moment in Kentucky history. Of course, I could go with Secretariat winning big, or the millions of wins that the Kentucky Wildcats have had in college hoops, or even Louisville. They've had some great wins in national championships. I am going to go, though, with Muhammad Ali winning the Thrilla in Manila over Joe Frazier in 1975. You know, the Thrilla in Manila was the third fight in that series, and it was an epic fight. That fight was scheduled for 15 rounds. And at the start of the 15th round, Frazier's corner threw the towel in. The problem is that the rumor was that Ali wasn't going to answer the bell. He had told his corner to cut the gloves off. He was done. Frazier's corner threw in the towel. Muhammad Ali is remembered in a completely different way than he may have been had Frazier won that fight. Worst moment in Kentucky state history, it's got to be the 2007 Bluegrass Miracle. You know, Kentucky was going to beat defending SEC champion LSU in college football. They were up 3 with just 2 seconds left. LSU had the ball, but they were on their own 26-yard line. This game was over. In fact, the Wildcats had already dumped Gatorade on their head coach, Guy Morris. But remember, it's never over until it's over. Here's a clip from the LSU radio network.
Shotgun formation. Three-man rush. Randall stops, throws it as far as he can. Caught! Caught! Touchdown! I do not believe it! The Tigers pulled off another miracle! It was Devery Henderson who caught it on the last play of the game! Holy cow!
Speaking of Louisiana and LSU, we are going to head down south to the home of LSU. Do you realize that LSU is the only state in the nation that uses parishes instead of counties? I have no idea what that means, but they do. The Bayou State brings together a couple of different cultures. There's an African aspect to their culture. There's French, there's Spanish, but in Louisiana, it all mixes together to form this Louisiana Creole kind of culture. Pretty amazing, really. Of course, when you think of Louisiana, it's not really that you think of this amazing culture. You mostly think of Mardi Gras and females pulling their tops up for cheap trinkets, but still, it is an amazing thing when you stop and actually think about it. Best athletes from the state of Louisiana. Of course, quarterback Peyton Manning was born in New Orleans, but Karl Malone, Terry Bradshaw, Mel Ott, Eddie Robinson, Elvin Hayes, Marshall Faulk, Joe Ferguson, Jackie Smith, Kim Mulkey, Doug Williams, Lou Brock, Billy Cannon, Robert Parrish, Willis Reed, Charlie Joyner. I mean, they've had some great athletes down in Louisiana. Joe Dumars, Jim Taylor, Steve Van Buren. Really, really good athletes. Best moment for the state of Louisiana? It's got to be in 2010. You know, New Orleans was just getting back on track after Hurricane Katrina. It had been a few years. They were just starting to completely recover, get things back to normal. And when the New Orleans Saints upset the Indianapolis Colts to win Super Bowl 44, you could just feel that city of New Orleans was absolutely unified together in their support of the Saints, Drew Brees, and that whole team down there. They all banded together after Hurricane Katrina. Worst moment for the state of Louisiana, probably the era of the New Orleans Aints. And if you're not familiar with that era, you know, in the late 60s, even up to the early 80s, the New Orleans Saints were so bad that their fans actually began wearing paper bags over their heads to games. From 67 to 77, the Saints were 39, 110, and 5. In 1982, they went 1 and 15. Yes, the era of the Aints was rough. We now head to the northernmost state in the New England area. Yes, the Pine Tree State, vacation land. Sure, you've probably never vacationed there. Neither have I. I'm not even sure why it's called that. But Maine is called vacation land. No idea why. It has lots of lobsters, lots of pine trees, lots of clams, a lot of people who are nearly Canadian. I don't know. What else comes out of Maine? Stephen King? Sports, not so much. But those other things, it has those. Best athletes from Maine. Not a very long list. Former Syracuse football coach Dick McPherson is from Maine. Giants pitcher Billy Swift, he's from South Portland, Maine. Red Sox pitcher Bob Stanley is from Portland. If you don't remember Bob Stanley, remember he threw the wild pitch in the 86 series that allowed the Mets to score the tying run? What I'm saying, folks, not a lot of options for the state of Maine. Best moment in Maine history. They love their baseball and they love their hockey. In 1993, the University of Maine Black Bears won their first NCAA hockey championship. That's probably the greatest moment in Maine sports history. Worst moment? I don't know if it's the worst moment or not. In 1986, the Black Bears faced the always tough Minnesota Golden Gophers and lost 16-2 in hockey. This is hockey. Now, 16-2 might not sound that huge if it's like basketball or something, But like in football, 16-2 is like the equivalent of like 70-3. Or like in soccer, it's like the equivalent of like 3-0. What I'm saying, this is a huge blowout, people. That's got to be the worst moment in Maine sports history. We're going to slide down the Eastern Seaboard. We are going to go to one of the original 13 colonies. You might not know this, but Maryland is actually considered to be the birthplace of religious freedom in America. Yeah, you know, it was intended to be a place of safety for Catholics where they could avoid religious persecution. It's kind of interesting because hundreds of years later, Maryland served as a place of safety for Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis coming back from Atlanta to avoid murder prosecution. See, sometimes history is fun. Best athletes from the state of Maryland. You might not realize this, but the Sultan of Swat, Babe Ruth, is from Baltimore. Of course, so is swimmer Michael Phelps. Cal Ripken Jr., and of course his dad Sr., are from Maryland. Sugar Ray Leonard is from Palmer Park, Maryland. Linebacker Mike Curtis. Here's the thing about Maryland, though. And I know there's a number of different states have some really, really good players in certain sports. Check out the basketball players from the state of Maryland. The late Len Bias, Muggsy Bogues, Kevin Durant, Adrian Dantley, Juan Dixon, Steve Francis, Rudy Gay, the late Reggie Lewis, Sidney Lowe, Victor Oladipo, Gene Shue, Reggie Williams, David Wingate. The state of Maryland could have their own NBA All-Star team. That's amazing talent there, just out of Maryland alone. Best moment in Maryland state history? There's a few to consider. The Maryland Terrapins winning it all in college basketball in 2002 has got a rate up there. So do the Ravens titles, but the Ravens aren't like homegrown through and through Baltimore. I know they've been there a little longer now, but let's not forget that team is from Cleveland. So I'm going to actually go with Baltimore Oriole Cal Ripken breaking the record for consecutive games played. He broke Lou Gehrig's record back in 1995. Then Cal Ripken didn't just break the record. At home in Camden Yards facing the Anaheim Angels in the fourth inning, Cal Ripken Jr. did this. This comes to us from the Major League Baseball Network.
The thing that has separated Cal Ripken from an awful lot of players throughout his career is his competitiveness. He is a tremendous competitor who really studies pitchers and opponents. Watch the concentration in his face.
Every pitch, there's about, 4,000 flashbulbs. That's conservative, isn't it, Buck?
I think so. You've got to really be focused to concentrate with all those bulbs popping around you. But he goes to the plate with a definite game plan, and he'll stick to it. He doesn't deviate very often.
Ripped to left! Oh, my goodness! He's done it again!
Worst moment in the state of Maryland. Let's see. I would say that is not even close. March 29th, 1984. Yes, we can actually put a date on that one. That was when the city of Baltimore was in negotiations to keep their football team, the Baltimore Colts, they're in Baltimore. They're trying to get the state legislature involved when the team loaded up in the middle of the night in the Mayflower moving trucks and left for Indianapolis. And I realize that Maryland eventually got the Ravens, but the city of Baltimore loved their Colts, and they were up and gone. Out of there. That's what happens when you have an owner that's a bit of a flake. And that is what happened to the city of Baltimore. Hey, coming up, we have some of the greatest athletes ever as we continue our tour across these crazy United States. Walter Payton, Jerry Rice, Floyd Mayweather, and we've got some more memorable moments coming up next. Just a quick reminder, make sure that you head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose. Do any shopping that you may need to do. Loot Crate delivers the best in merchandising and collectibles. They feature your favorite TV shows, movies, and video games. You can go get a crate, a subscription of crates that come once a month, or you can just order individual items. You know, the August crate is called Kingdom. It features items from Lord of the Rings, Adventure Time, and The Legend of Zelda. They have pretty much any kind of merchandise that you can think of over at Loot Crate, and this is the nice licensed memorabilia. You can always go back. You can find past items, past crates. The best part about ordering, when you place your order, just put Daily Dose in the coupon box, DALYDOSE. You'll get 10% off of your order. Hey, if you want to recommend the podcast, we would appreciate that so much. Please just let your friends, your family, your coworkers know they can subscribe to the podcast anywhere that fine podcasts are hosted. You can go to iTunes or pretty much anywhere where you can find podcasts. Of course, blogtalkradio.com has every single episode. Be sure that you head over there. You can click share from there, send it to a friend. You can click subscribe, and you will be sure to never miss an episode. Also, make sure that you stop by our podcast network page, rogueintel.com. The Daily Dose is a proud member of the Rogue Intel Podcast Network, and they have a number of other podcasts over at Rogue Intel that you are going to like. So make sure that you stop by and check out some of the shows that are up over at rogueintel.com. Now, we continue with our 50 states tour. And next up, we go to the Bay State. You know, Massachusetts is the most populous state in the New England area. This was the first area of colonies that was originally settled by the first settlers coming to America. Massachusetts has a reputation of being highly innovative. Think about that. The birthplace of Harvard University, right there in Massachusetts. The Adams family, not the scary weirdo Adams family. I'm talking about, you know, the president's Adams family, started there in Massachusetts. The Kennedys are from Massachusetts. Basketball was created by James Naismith in Massachusetts. Volleyball was invented by William Morgan in Massachusetts. And NFL spying was perfected in Massachusetts by Bill Belichick. The best athletes to come out of the state of Massachusetts, heavyweight champion Rocky Marciano is from Brockton. Pitcher Tom Glavine is from Massachusetts. Howie Long was born in Somerville. Hockey player Jeremy Roenick is from Boston. Olympic figure skater Nancy Kerrigan is from Stoneham. New York Giants tight end Mark Bavaro. Miami Dolphins linebacker Nick Bunicotti. Matt and Tim Hasselbeck. Brian Piccolo. Mark Van Egan. All products of Massachusetts. Best moment. You know, I hate to use such modern history. So I know that the Patriots coming back from 28-3 this past Super Bowl, it's fresh on everyone's mind, but it was against the Atlanta Falcons, so it already has a little bit of an asterisk next to it. I'm actually going to go back to 2004, when the Boston Red Sox overcame their 86-year-old curse, came from down 0-3 to beat the dreaded New York Yankees, won the ALCS, and they went on to sweep the St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series. I would put that as their best moment. This one for the Patriots, as great as it was and as amazing of a comeback as it was, I don't know that it was historic, whereas that one with the Red Sox was. Worst moment for the state of Massachusetts has to be Super Bowl 42. The New England Patriots were 18-0. They were a 12-point favorite over the New York Giants. But the Giants had a pretty tenacious defense, and they stifled the Patriots all day, then trailing 14-10. Eli Manning and the Giants offense took over, but they faced a 3rd-and-5 with just over a minute to play. The result of that play might be the greatest play in Super Bowl history. Here's a clip from Fox.
Pressure from Thomas off the edge. Eli Manning stays on his feet. Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Inside the 25, and a timeout taken.
Yes, the pass by Eli Manning to David Tyree, and then three plays later, the New York Giants would score and pull off one of the biggest upsets in Super Bowl history. This clip also comes to us from Fox.
Manning lobs it. Burris alone.
Okay, moving a little to the west, we go to the Great Lakes states and we find Michigan, the Wolverine state. You know, Michigan is known for being the center of the U.S. automotive industry. Sure, the automotive industry isn't as powerful as it used to be, but isn't that kind of a microcosm of Michigan sports teams? Like the Detroit Lions, they used to be great. The Detroit Red Wings are still pretty solid, but they're not what they used to be. The Detroit Pistons, not what they used to be. And it actually kind of sums up the United States, I guess, in general. Maybe used to be great and not as great as they once were. Aww. Thanks a lot, Michigan. Thanks for that reminder. Okay, some of the best athletes from the state of Michigan. The Brown Bomber, Joe Lewis. He was the heavyweight champion of the world for 12 years. He's from Detroit. Irvin Magic Johnson is from Lansing. Derek Jeter, Floyd Mayweather, Dave DeBuscher, Kirk Gibson. Of course, Michigan coach Bo Schembechler, Antonio Gates, George Gervin, Paul Krause, Rudy Tomjanovich, Tommy Hearns. Remember the Hitman? He's from Michigan. John Smoltz, Chris Webber, Jerome Bettis, Jim Abbott, Shane Battier, Dan Marley, Glenn Rice, Jalen Rose, Mike Modano, all from Michigan. Greatest moment in Michigan history. Gotta say, back in 1979, the Michigan State Spartans beat Indiana State to win the NCAA Basketball National Championship. Magic Johnson beat Larry Bird, and one of the greatest sports rivalries ever was born. Worst moment in Michigan State history? Wow, there's plenty to choose from. Chris Webber's timeout. The Pittsburgh Penguins beating the Red Wings back in 2008. That was an upset. Kid Rock's rise to fame. Not a great moment. The Detroit Lions. I'm actually going to go with a little bit of a hometown picker. See, in 1994, the home team, Michigan Wolverines, they were up on the University of Colorado 26-14 with less than 3 minutes to play. So CU scored one touchdown, and they actually got the ball back, but there was only 6 seconds left in the game. Colorado was at their own 35-yard line. What could they possibly do? I mean, Cordell Stewart couldn't possibly throw the ball 70 yards, could he? Here's a clip from ABC.
If I were the defense, I'd have a few more guys over there.
Three wide outs at the top of the picture. Stewart with time. Let's it go. He's got three people down there. The ball's up in the air. Caught. Touchdown. Caught by Westbrook for a touchdown. Incredible.
We shift a little to the west, to the land of 10,000 lakes. Yes, there is lots of open space in the state of Minnesota. You know, Minnesota ranks 12th in area. It's a good sized state, but just 21st in population. And Minnesota is among the wealthiest and best educated in all of the United States. Things are good in the North Star State. And it's a good thing, because their sports programs aren't going to make anyone feel too good. Best athletes from the state of Minnesota. Bronco Nagurski is from Minnesota. Kevin McHale. Dave Winfield. Roger Maris. Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry.
John Madden is from Minnesota. Bud Wilkinson, Sid Gilman, Joe Capp, all from Minnesota. What is the best moment in Minnesota state history? Gotta be World Series 1991, Game 6. The Atlanta Braves were up 3-2 in the series. They could clinch and win it all in Minnesota. The game was tied at 3 in the 11th inning when Kirby Puckett stepped to the plate with two men on. This clip comes to us from MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
He's to the line and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast. Deep left center, way back. It's gone. The Twins go to the 7th game. Touch them all, Kirby Puckett. And the Twins have won this game 4-3.
Kirby Puckett knocks it out. The Twins forced a Game 7, and the Minnesota Twins eventually won the 1991 World Series. The worst moment has got to be, though, the 1998 NFC Championship game. With just 2 minutes left, up 7, the Minnesota Vikings looked like they were headed to Super Bowl 33. They were going to beat the Atlanta Falcons. A 38-yard field goal for Gary Anderson was going to give them a 10-point lead, send them to the big game. Unfortunately, Gary Anderson missed the first kick that he had missed that season. He went wide left. Instead, the Atlanta Falcons forced overtime, and the Dirty Birds went to the Super Bowl instead. We move now back down south to the Magnolia State. Yes, our next stop takes us to Mississippi, where things are not always exactly what they seem. See, the state of Mississippi has one of the highest percentages of African Americans in the nation at 37%. Yet, the state flag is the only state flag that still has a Confederate battle flag on it. Doesn't really make much sense, does it? Mississippi is considered the hospitality state, yet I think it's kind of safe to say not everyone would always feel that welcome everywhere in Mississippi, would they? And you might not think of Mississippi as a great sports state. They don't have a pro sports team. Their colleges don't really have that illustrious of a history, yet this state has produced some of the greatest athletes ever. It's a confusing place. And I mean, how in the world do you explain Eli Manning? Anyways, best athletes coming out of the state of Mississippi. We talked about him earlier. Sweetness. Walter Payton was born in Columbia. Jerry Rice is from Crawford. Lance Allworth is from Brookhaven. Archie Manning is from Drew. Brett Favre is from Kiln. Willie Brown, Lem Barney, Elsie Greenwood, Wilbur Montgomery, Purvis Short, Jackie Slater, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, Ray Perkins, Steve McNair, Hugh Green, Antonio McDice, Spencer Haywood, and yes, Eli Manning, all from Mississippi. Kind of a weird state, but they've got some big-time athletes coming out of that state. Best moment in 1960, the Ole Miss Rebels managed to go 10-0-1. They won the Sugar Bowl and finished the season number 2 in the polls, just behind national champion Minnesota. Although I would also like to mention, Mississippi State beating UConn in women's hoops this past season, that's got to rank up there pretty high in Mississippi State history. Worst moment, back in 2010, Ole Miss led FCS school Jacksonville State 31-10 at the half. Somehow everything changed, and Jacksonville State rallied for a 49-48 win in double overtime. Our final state of part one of our 50 states tour finds us in the Show Me State. As the citizens from Missouri, they're kind of known for being skeptical. Now, can you blame them? Yes, Missouri has had some success with the St. Louis Cardinals and a little with the Kansas City Royals. The Kansas City Kings left for Sacramento. The Rams went back to Los Angeles. The Missouri Tigers always kind of seem to be hard luck. The Chiefs haven't won anything since like the Eisenhower administration. And now the Chiefs' hopes are pinned to the arm of one Alex Smith. Can you blame Missouri for saying, show me? I'm not going to believe it. Yeah, they might be a little bit skeptical. Best athletes coming out of Missouri: Yogi Berra, Casey Stengel, golfer Tom Watson. How about these pitchers? Max Scherzer and Jake Arrieta, both from Missouri. Kellen Winslow, Bill Bradley, Payne Stewart, and Earl Weaver, all from the state of Missouri. Best moment in Missouri history had to be in 1985. We had an intrastate World Series as the Royals managed to beat the Cardinals in 7 games in the I-70 series. The worst moment in Missouri history. Yes, I could go with the Colorado 5th down game, and I'm fine with that. But I'm actually going to say the flea kicker in 1997 was just as big. You know, the Nebraska Cornhuskers had won back-to-back titles. They were 8-0 when they went to Columbia. Somehow, though, the Missouri Tigers, behind quarterback Corby Jones, led the game 38-31 with just over a minute to play. Nebraska quarterback Scott Frost led a drive to the Missouri 12-yard line, and with 7 seconds left, he threw a pass to the end zone to Chevin Wiggins, but the ball hit Wiggins in the chest, and it was falling to the ground. Wiggins kicked it up in the air, and Nebraska receiver Matt Davison made the diving catch for the tying score. The problem, the play was clearly intentional. And if it's intentional, it's clearly illegal. Missouri fans stormed the field thinking they had won. Instead, the game was actually headed to overtime, and Nebraska won 45-38. Here, you can listen to this clip via ABC.
Third down. Frost to the middle. Juggle. Diving touchdown, Nebraska. Davison on the deflection. Nebraska's a point away from tying the game.
There are our first 25 states. We have part one in the books, but we will continue our tour of the 50 states as we look back at the best and the worst from each of our United States. Just a quick reminder that if you have any shopping to do, you might want to head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles that feature your favorite TV shows, your favorite movies, and your favorite video games. July's Loot Crate theme is now out. It is called Team Up. If you need someone to watch your back, it sounds like it's time for a team up. Do better together with an awesome squad of collectibles and gear, including not one, but 2 t-shirts in this month's crate. Now, July's Loot Crate theme features items from Ant-Man vs. Wasp, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Adventure Time. But if none of those franchises interest you, make sure that you head over to Loot Crate, because trust me, they have just about any movie, TV show, or video game franchise that you can come up with. They have so many things over there. The best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, just be sure that you type Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order, just as a little thank you for tuning into the Daily Dose, which we do appreciate so much. Hey, I hope that you enjoyed this look back at our 50 states tour, and that maybe, just maybe, it helped you get through your Tuesday just a little. Some of those memories, they do come back. You can remember exactly where you were when you heard those original calls, can't you? Always fun to kind of look back at some of those things. Hey, I have to say thank you all for listening to The Daily Dose today on your Tuesday. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the Facebook messages. Thank you for the shares. Thank you for subscribing to the show. It is all very appreciated. I have to say thank you to JSP. Couldn't do any of this without you. Have a great Tuesday.